This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was my blunder, as you put it correctly, and I came out to make sure that we stay focused on what the president's doing and his decisive action. I needed to make sure that I clarified and not was in any way, shape, or form any more of a distraction from the president's decisive action in Syria and the attempts that he's making to destabilize the region and root out ISIS out of Syria.
That was White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer apologizing Tuesday for saying that Nazi leader Adolf Hitler did not use chemical weapons during World War II. It led to lots of conversation. Joining us right off the top here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. Lori, it is always interesting coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but my, oh my, it was like a bomb almost went off of words, I think, across the country, but certainly coming out of the White House. What was the reaction closer to where Sean Spicer is?
I think people were stunned. Spicer was given opportunities during that press briefing to correct himself, and he found, I think, himself falling over his own words in a way, saying that the way Hitler do it, used gas on his own people, wasn't the way that Assad is doing it. And he didn't clearly walk back his point or correct his point. And you're talking about this outcry that's been going on. There's been calls for his resignation also. We could expect this, right, from the Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, but the Anne Frank Center has also called for his resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And while he has apologized, this is, I guess, separately from his comments, another example of Sean Spicer kind of tripping over his own statements during his press conferences.
Yeah, and you know, at one point, you're right, talking about the Anne Frank Center and the reaction to it, calls for his resignation. CNN's Wolf Blitzer at one point, his parents were Holocaust survivors, asked Spicer whether he knew gas chambers were used to exterminate Jews, and Spicer said, yes, clearly I'm aware of that. So now the question is, does he have a credibility problem? So I'll ask you, as somebody who covers politics closely in Washington, does he have a credibility problem?
And we'll point back to Sean Spicer's first press appearance in the Donald Trump administration. This came shortly after the inauguration, if you remember that. And Spicer came out to the podium, and he addressed Donald Trump's inauguration crowd size. And during that, he said it was the largest crowd to witness an inauguration. And this was something that was perceived at the time to mean, you know, actually physically be there. But this wasn't something that he clarified. And then, you know, the stuff that circulated on social media and on the Internet and such, showing even Obama's crowd size at his first inauguration versus Trump's, it clearly showed that Obama's was bigger. And then, you know, Spicer later changed that, being, well, what I meant by that was total viewership, including online markets and television and so forth. So I think this depends on how you parse his words. I think there's definitely a difference in how people need to interpret this administration's or this press secretary's comments versus others in the past. Another point to reference is this idea of alternative facts to this thing that, you know, surfaced in the headlines not too long ago when it came to the Donald Trump administration. And perhaps, you know, a truth being stretched in a certain way or not being a full truth, you know, kind of like a white lie.
There you go. White lies can multiply, as you know. That's what my mother used to say. Just never lie to me, no matter what. How about this? Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that he expects Congress to fund President Trump's campaign promise of building that wall on the Mexican border. He was on Fox News, I think it was Hannity's show. He said, I know he's going to battle for that. I believe he'll get the funding for the wall. It doesn't have to be every foot of the entire 1,700-mile border that we know, but we need a wall. So kind of that's taken a back seat for maybe just a few days because of Syria, but the push is still there, isn't it?
The push is still there, and, you know, this is something that's been bogged down. Initially, Trump had said Mexico would pay for it, and then Mexico came out and said, no, we won't pay for it. And then you even heard Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying that he didn't believe that Mexico would pay for it. So this is something that seems like the Trump administration is trying to get up and going again. But the success that it's going to have, it doesn't seem super bright when it comes to actually getting that funding from Congress, at least in full.
Yeah, and then the other big thing is, you know, bouncing back to Syria and Rex Tillerson going to Russia. Anything coming out of Secretary of State's meetings abroad?
So far, nothing on what's going on in Moscow. We can expect something tomorrow. But ahead of that meeting, Spicer warned Russia that Assad is on his way out, and that Russia can either choose to be with the U.S. and its partners, or it can choose to be with Assad. And the message Tillerson sent was that if it chooses to be with Assad in this case, Russia is going to risk what he's like basically irrelevant in the Middle East, which was a pretty stark warning, saying basically, like, again, you're with us or you're against us, kind of.
Yeah. Anything about United Airlines? Because now people are up in arms about a couple of people being, especially one man, being dragged off the flight. Remember there was the whole passengers' rights, bill of rights at one point a few years ago. Was there any chatter about the airlines?
So the latest thing is the company's chief executive said in a statement that no one should ever be mistreated this way. So this was United coming around finally and acknowledging that this passenger was mistreated initially. They had looked, right, to place the blame on this passenger and said that it was policy. And this is something that we saw from United when it came to this leggings deal that happened last week. You know, people who are flying on passenger passes with United, meaning they have some sort of relationship to a company employee needed to uphold a certain dress code. So it seems like United's dealing with this public relations kind of a nightmare. But in terms of, like you mentioned, a traveler manifesto, I'm sorry, I'm probably getting this words wrong that you just used, but or a traveler's rights. I'm not actually familiar. I can't speak to that.
Yeah, interesting. We'll be talking more about that during this show. Lori Lewis from Talk Media News, as always, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
Yeah, so you heard what Lori had to say there. Sean Spicer really deep in it this time. A lot of calls for his resignation. Will it matter or does it just bounce away? In the past, things have absolutely bounced away. Don't know. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is being rather quiet about this one. And with the focus, so much of the focus on Syria, it just circles those comments back again, the Hitler blunder from Sean Spicer. Somebody said to me today, the best policy, especially if you're in the White House, is just not even to mention Hitler. Just don't even go there, because certainly Spicer's not the only one who's gotten tangled up in comments like that. In the meantime, speaking of Syria and comparisons, the Dems don't want any kinds of analogies. They don't want to measure anything. They just want a strategy. Nancy Pelosi came out swinging, the House Minority Leader and some other Dems, backing the missile strike on the airfield. So they said that. But now they're saying they'll withhold their support for future military actions unless they get Congress's, unless the administration gets Congress's stamp of approval. And, of course, that has not happened. What say you, America? Does Trump need the stamp? 855-266-5283.
855-266-KATE. Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On the plane, last flight out, you're going home. Oh, you know how that is. You just want to get there. Whether it was for pleasure or business or for whatever reason, there you are on a United flight, ready to just let it take off, and you settle in for a nice flight, you're hoping, but instead, four passengers get to play what I call the eeny, meeny, miny, moe game. I hated that when I was a kid. I hated musical chairs because I just did not want to be without that chair. I didn't want to be the one left while all the other third graders were laughing. So you're on the flight. Your stuff is above your head or three down or wherever it is in the overheads. And suddenly you are dragged from your seat off the plane, because four ticketed passengers had to make room for crew members that United said needed to make the flight. And they told everyone, listen, you've got a contract of carriage. It's 37,000 words long. It spells out when you can pull passengers from a flight. But, I don't know, dragging a passenger down the aisle, I know, whether they were complaining or whatever was happening, there had to be a better way. Not a good thing. Because everybody has cell phone video. And seeing that video of the man being dragged out of the overbooked flight looks just savage. It does. It looks terrible. Turns out the dragged man was a physician who needed to get back home. So people are calling for the CEO, Oscar Munoz, who apologized, saying no one should ever be treated this way, because once again, it's a crisis and they need media people that know what they're doing, like someone like me, to tell them, dummy, when you respond, that's not the way to respond. He responded the wrong way the first time out of the gate, get it, so to speak. And then it's too late to put the genie back in the bottle. Well, this is what we do, and this is our policy. He needed to wait and think of a better way to talk about what happened there. So, thanks to the miracle of the internet, there's been a few suggestions on what United Airlines mottos should be, since they... so many people saw the disturbing video. But check out what one passenger had to say about the incident on the flight the other day from Chicago to Louisville. And this is what happened in Chicago when the passengers had to be bumped. Here's what he said.
What was actually more disturbing than anything was the fact that he was running, back down the aisle, blood pouring out of his face and running down his arms and hands, saying, I have to go home, I have to go home. He appeared to be disoriented.
All right, so there you go. That was the doctor who was disoriented. So some of the new mottos for United Airlines: volunteer or we'll make you. How about this? This is so terrible. They had a picture of the guy from The Walking Dead and Negan, who is the leather-clad dude. He's a villain from The Walking Dead. If you've never seen it, just picture a guy who looks like Steady Eddie but will clobber you to death. And the motto is, with a picture of him, meet the new head of customer service. Then there was a good one, another hashtag I saw. We overbooked, but you pay the price. Or please cover your head and brace for a beating, United Airlines. And then Pepsi, I love this. Pepsi screwed up last week with an ad that they pulled. Pepsi says, we messed up. No other company can do worse than United. Hold my beer. Because they're right. Because everybody's talking about United, not Pepsi. Then there was another one I thought was hilarious. We can reaccommodate you the easy way or the hard way. And they had a picture of people being thrown off the plane. Yeah. And when you see the guy with the bloody face, which is really true, he looks like he got mugged. He looks like someone mugged him. That's not good. And that's not, I would think, what the CEO would want out there. So the hashtag folks are hilarious. How about this? We put the hospital in hospitality. So they had a right to remove four people, according to their 37,000-word manifesto about what they can possibly do on the airlines, but should they have? And that's the bigger question. This goes to people who do the letter of the law thing, which drives me crazy because that's not me, to let's be real people and look at the situation and circumstances and weigh the options and what the outcome will be. What's the desired outcome? Well, geez, you got to get the four crew members back. We got to find space for them. Nobody wants to volunteer, even if we're offering them $800. Maybe we offer them more. Maybe we get the authorization to, in this one rare exception, which we make that announcement, this is a rare exception, not normal policy for United. We got permission from blah, blah, blah. We will put you on the next flight, whatever the next flight is. If it's the next day, we'll comp your hotel. We'll put you on the next flight free and give you $1,000. Might be some more incentive there. That's what I would do. But there might have been another way around that. So they're in the middle of this controversy because nobody decided to think out the situation for at least a few minutes, right? Come on. And the passengers, of course, are going to be horrified because they could have been pulled out or told, get off the plane. Or, geez, I'm sorry, nobody, you're going to be voluntold. See, you know, that's a phrase no one likes. It's what, can I get a volunteer? That's one thing. Voluntold, that's not good. So the flight from Chicago O'Hare to Louisville was bad. It was awful. And then those people, that situation is so ugly that it's tense for the crew members that get on the flight. Just not good all the way around. The necessity to get the crew members on board the sold-out flight so they could get back to Louisville for the connection, I don't know. There's no other way to get them there either. We have to make choices, hard choices. It just seems ridiculous to me. And there had to be another way to do this. I've never seen anything like this. And like I said, listen, I get it that they can say they can stand by their policy. Some lawyer can stand up in court or wherever and say, look at this and here it is. But good luck with the nightmare of the bad publicity overcoming that. Perception is reality, and that reality, that didn't have to be altered. That guy had blood on his face. He was being dragged out. And it was eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It was by what time you arrived. If you were, like, if I'm a frequent flyer and I have a platinum card or whatever they call it on United, oh, they're not picking me. They're picking somebody else. Hi, Dan, how are you?
I had to put my headphones down, babe.
No worries.
Okay. Now, this atheist came to God and says, we don't need you anymore. We now know how to make a man without you. And God said, let me see you do it. So the atheist reached down to the ground and he picked up a handful of earth. And God says, No. Make your own. This is mine.
Oh, you're funny. I like it.
Now, about Sean Spicer. They can scream and holler all they want to, but Trump's not going to get rid of Spicer. He's going to keep him there. And Spicer is going to have his day. He made a mistake. Big deal. And Nancy Pelosi, yuck. I mean, my God, this woman is just, you know.
You're not a Pelosi fan. So you're saying forget what Pelosi says.
Really,
you're saying Spicer
Pelosi,
is...
For sure.
Yeah.
And also, now, on the doctor, forget it.
Forget it. You
forget
say
it.
Forget it. Just forget it. What do you say, America? He says forget it. That is the word of the night. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
I want to open your whole door.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The other half of this relationship joins me on the air, my husband, Paul. Paul, how are you?
Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Ah, just kidding.
I thought you were going to say, can you hear me now? And that line has already been trademarked, so forget about it. We are a house of trademarks, if nothing else. Taxes are coming up. The tax man is right around the corner, actually, meaning that I hope many of you have done them or you have plans to do them. It's just such a hassle. I don't know very many people, even the really buttoned-down, organized, over-the-top, ridiculously anal folks that necessarily like doing taxes. I talked to one of my friends today about that, who's an entrepreneur, and she owed over $5,000, and she thought that she really had been, quote, keeping track of everything, but then you start to look at deductions versus this versus that, and it's not all quite there. So I spent part of the day, because I'm always on top of everything, and since I have to handle the finances, I went to the family accountant, and I had an Excel sheet, and I had kept track of everything, and we actually had a pretty interesting conversation.
Now, you had an Excel sheet, or did you have one of your infamous notepads?
I had an Excel sheet. He was impressed. I mean, I had everything listed from the whole year.
Frankly, I'm very impressed and proud of you.
But then we go down everything, and he'll say, "Is anything else? Anything else? Did you rent any heavy equipment?" I'm like, "Do I look like I rent heavy equipment? I live in a suburb. What am I digging out the neighbor's yard? Are we trying to make stuff up?"
Every cent counts.
Yeah. Do you have a farm? No, I don't have a farm. So I can't claim the farm deduction. So do you have a windmill in your backyard? No, I don't have a windmill in my backyard. So I can't claim anything green either. You know, that used to infuriate people about some of the big steep discounts. Do you have solar panels? No. I mean, just for a while, he kind of went down a list. I thought, oh my gosh, I kind of feel like the people in the beginning of the movie, The Accountant, that were being quizzed by Ben Affleck when he says, "Oh, your wife makes necklaces for the church? Where does she do that?" Well, that's a business. What's the square footage on that? I thought, what is he going to ask me next? I thought, certainly we can't write off the bathrooms. But you said when I came home, I told you, he said he was proud of me for some of what I had done. And he said, "You're turning a corner," or something like that. And you had a nickname for him.
A lot of my best work comes out of the bathroom. So
great. No, you had a nickname for the accountant.
Oh, I just thought I was going to let you speak to that, but I just nicknamed him the motivational accountant because he asked you some stuff. And so I just thought you should speak to that.
This is the best part. So my accountant, I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, probably H&R Block would charge me more, right? And I can't remember. Somebody introduced me to him. That's how I met him. But he is this cool old dude. I'm going to say old dude, which I'm respecting him. He's like the wise owl. We have these great conversations. And the wise owl used to rent an office space he had an office, and for like $1,500. And he told me he decided it was ridiculous. They had all this place, and they could easily have this office with doors and whatever. And he was right. I mean, actually, the office in his house was better, I thought, in some ways, than the office that he had before. But I thought, oh, typical accountant, he tells me to the cent what he's saving in his new place.
He had some jokes, too.
He did. He was funny. He was asking me what I was driving, and he said to me, he said, "Oh, I'm so glad that you didn't turn to somebody else to do the taxes or do them yourself, because I'm losing a lot of my clients, and I think he's so nice. Gary's a nice guy." And I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "I don't know what to say. They're all dying on me. Now, why would they go ahead and do that? Isn't that an awful thing?" And he had that dry sense of humor. He said it was his homage to Don Rickles. So, anyway, it was a painless moment for me, unlike maybe some of you are having that kind of a deal going through what you do, the verbal jumping jacks, the mental jumping jacks, when it comes to what happens when you get ready to do your taxes. So when I did get back, it was after I'd done some work and some prep for the show and whatnot, it was time to walk the dog. And Paul and I have Fitbits, and we're watching what we eat, of course, and we're trying to log always that 10,000 steps. And we went to walk the dog, and then there was an incident. So we are responsible dog owners. I didn't have a dog growing up, but we pick up the excrement. I just know if Izzy's listening, she's like, "Are they back on poop again?" It's like dogs and babies.
Every Tuesday.
And so, but here's what happened. Ball had flip-flops on, and apparently somebody else wasn't very good about their dog, and he stepped right in it.
Right as we rounded the corner to mile two of our journey.
Yeah, so naturally, I don't want that in my house. I say, go in the backyard and just spray them. So what does he do? He brings it in the house, and I say, "Where's your flip-flops?" He leaves them right there on the bricks, right in the house. I mean, guys, don't do this to your wife. Leave your stinky dogs outside if that's the case.
No, I cleaned them off. We walked a half mile.
No,
I stepped
no,
in a bunch
you
of
cleaned,
leaves
yeah,
and then cleaned them off
not,
again.
No.
Scraped them off.
No.
And then put them right at the
no.
door. Yes, I did.
No. I don't think so.
Yes.
We go back to the shoes again. Get a mud room. Do something else with them. Do not bring them in the house. So there's there was a great tune that you hear all the time in the car. See, that's when we move on. That's when we pivot when I say the word so. So I call it the kind of song that sometimes you jack up on the radio when you're driving around in the car. And the song Centerfold, I think we have actually Centerfold. Bum, bum, bum. Do we have Centerfold? Andy, the maestro, he left.
He has important work.
Yeah, play Centerfold. That's your cue. What do they call it? The cue to call. That's your cue to hit the music. Ba-da-da. I pulled it out today. I got the record.
The Jay Giles record's pretty old, so he's having to thumb through years and years and years.
Here it is. Of 71. Yeah, Jay Giles is 71. So a lot of people listening certainly remember the Jay Giles Band. I know I saw them in concert a few times, like as an opener for somebody or whatever. But I know I've seen Jay Giles. Did you ever see the Jay Giles Band?
Many times on MTV.
On MTV. There's a reference. That's how you know you're at least 40. Oh, MTV. Didn't you watch those MTV videos? Where do people even watch videos now?
The YouTube. The interwebs.
Yeah. Andy just said, he said YouTube. That's where you get the interwebs. It's true, I guess. That's where you do watch. Oh, Spotify is? Andy, you can join us. So how do you get your music heard? Do you blast it all over YouTube?
Well, we play out live and we promote ourselves on Facebook, and that's pretty much all we can do at this point.
Yeah, but every band is kind of, any starter band, anybody like that, you're kind of beholden to what the tools are now, the way people absorb music or listen to music.
It's all about making it as easy as possible for the listener to get their hands on it if they want it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, get your hands on it as easy as possible. If you just took some of those words out, ooh. But that's true. It makes sense. That's how you consume the music, right? Remember the days of the mixtape? I wanted you to make me a really motivational mixtape, but you never did that.
Are you talking to me? Or
I am talking to you. I'm not talking to Andy.
Oh, well, you got rid of my cassette deck.
I did not get rid of your cassette deck.
And my hi-fi system, my stereophonic equipment.
Oh, I'm sure it's in that nasty garage somewhere.
Now I got to listen to that lo-fi Apple iTunes.
You know what? Apple iTunes, I agree. It's not the same. It doesn't sound quite the same. Oh, the music means, you know what? We're running out of time. You got to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
So quickly. Boom. Just like that. Tony Romo, did he log any court time? I'm going to tell you next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Not going into Siri, but when I see people using horrible, horrible chemical weapons, which they agreed not to use under the Obama administration, but they violated it.
They said they got rid of them.
Hey, look, what I did should have been done by the Obama administration a long time before I did it. And you would have had a much better, I think Syria would be a lot better off right now than it has been.
All right, that's the words of Donald Trump, the president, saying, hey, we're not going into Syria. We're not doing that. He said, despite Assad, who's a barbarian, for using sarin gas, he's not changing the policy. And the mission is still to get rid of ISIS. That's where it's always been. But when you see kids choking to death, you watch their lungs burning. We had to hit them hard. And the 59 cruise missiles fired from two Navy destroyers, he said, was an act of humanity. So the president is again saying we are not going to war with Syria. I mean, who do you go to war with in Syria? Anyway, you got to bounce out Assad, really, is what you would have to do there. I mentioned Tony Romo, and if you don't know who he is or was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, he was bounced by Dak Prescott, who took his spot, was, you know, drafted in the fourth round. And I think this is all history, but I'll go down that path for a quick second. And he had been in Dallas for 13 years and had back-to-back surgeries on his back, and needless to say, the Mavericks owner decided that he would have Romo as kind of an honorary Maverick. So he was there for the shoot-around, and he signed him to a contract, if you will. But he dressed for the game, but he did not find his way into the game, right? Mark Cuban said when he approached the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, with the idea, he said, "I told him what I was going to do and said, fine me if you don't like it." Silver told Cuban the contract wouldn't be honored, which killed the idea, but didn't stop the Mavericks from honoring the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. So signing him and stuff like that would have been, for a lot of different reasons, too much, I guess. But he's a huge Mavericks fan, so he was there, and they honored him, and people went crazy and cheered him on, and I guess he probably felt pretty good about that, because now he's out of football, or so we think, as he takes over a job in the CBS NFL booth, and he is, you know, no longer the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. So just kind of an interesting side note, I guess, to the day that there was a lot made of that for even people who aren't football fans, if you will. So O'Reilly is not thinking about going to a Knicks game. O'Reilly is taking a vacation. I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly with all of this accusations and payouts to various women. You kind of wonder if Fox News is going to, as Variety said in their story today, will Fox turn their back on Bill O'Reilly in the face of all the sexual harassment scandal, just like Roger Ailes, who went away for what happened with him? Will Bill O'Reilly, despite the high ratings of the O'Reilly Factor, will he bounce out the door too? He was bringing in millions and millions of dollars, and he's losing advertisers right and left. So, of course, that's part of it. And with Roger Ailes forced out last July with a $40 million settlement, by the way, Ailes and O'Reilly have denied wrongdoing. He says he entered into a settlement agreement with, or agreements with, several people to protect his children. And Fox News, after severing ties with Roger Ailes, again, you wonder if they would want to do the same thing with O'Reilly. What a shocker it would be, because I would think it would be a big hit to the bottom line still of Fox because of how much money was being pumped in through O'Reilly's show. Fox generates 20% of 21st Century Fox's annual operating profit. That's why Roger Ailes was like the kingmaker at Fox for all those years. But the Murdochs, will they stand by this personality who put Fox News over the top when it was fighting with CNN to really get the space, the ratings? Or will they let him go because of the pressure from the advertisers? It's a very crazy place to be in because he was a human moneymaker. And do you take a guy that was averaging and I'm just talking about ratings, not what happened, but you take a guy who's averaging 3.7 million total viewers? Here's what I say. Bottom line is, it's a business, and if people are dumping enough companies are dumping their ads, and it's going to really cut into the bottom line, then that takes away what O'Reilly was worth to them. So it's like you have to kind of think, they had to react quickly. They had to communicate. So in order to deal with the O'Reilly situation with minimal damage, he goes on vacation. And I think that's what that's about. I think him going on vacation gives them a reprieve so they can regroup, think about it, and see if that news kind of dies down a little bit and what advertisers do. So that was a smart move on Fox's part. I mean, you got to say, it's ridiculous. What's going on at Fox? First you have the Ailes situation, then you have the O'Reilly situation. And I am a true believer in who knows how much is true, what happened, but I know that where there's smoke, there's fire. I do. I know this in my own life and seeing it and seeing when people say one thing and then something else happens. And he is under fire. He is spinning out. But by, I think, going away for a few weeks at least, some of that turbulence probably dies down. Comes back, and then I think they see what happens when he... I think they see what happens when he comes back. I don't think they're going to let him go. And if they did, I would be really shocked. If they let him go when he was on vacation, nah. It doesn't have the feel of that. No matter what they uncover, unless there's just so many, they're dotting so many I's that the objections fall away like leaves in the middle of the fall. If that's what it's takes, then he would be gone. But I don't know that they're gonna find that enough to make that happen. Re-racking the big headers, I say, from this show, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer apologizes for saying Hitler didn't use chemical weapons. World War II, think about that. Think about the gas chambers. People were very upset about that. And there were some calls for his resignation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is calling for harsher penalties for immigrants who repeatedly enter the country illegally, trying to dissuade while funding the wall is still there, but just a little bit on the back burner at this point because of everything else that's going on in the world. Donald Trump, the president, says we are not going after Syria, meaning we're not all in on this one, and just let me make that clear. We're not going in to Syria because there was some question about that. The United CEO pivots and decides to say that he's so sorry. I mean, one day it's about the policy, the next day it's about something else, and the apology only came after a massive amount of criticism for United's handling of that flight Sunday by picking passengers off and telling them they had to be bumped because they were overbooked and they had to put some crew members on. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.